You listen to Live with Rank.
95.3 WBCK.
You listen to Live with Rank. Appreciate that very, very much. Online with me is Congressman Justin Amash from Michigan's 3rd District. Going through time, back to just 2 weeks ago, so many things happen so quickly these days. And we discussed the whole Freedom Caucus issue and the back and forth concerning the American Health Care Act and it being pulled from being voted on. We moved on to some news organizations that are stating that Congressman Amash is asking for the change of Speaker Ryan to someone else if he doesn't get in with the act. And now, Congressman Amash, again, appreciate you staying on this third segment with us. I want to ask you about last week and the bombing of the Syrian airbase, in which you tweeted, "Airstrikes are an act of war. Atrocities in Syria cannot justify departure from the Constitution, which vests in Congress power to commence war." You also tweeted, "Framers of Constitution divided war powers to prevent abuse, Congress to declare war, President to conduct war, and repel sudden attacks." So, Congressman Amash, are you saying that President Trump did not have the legal authority to order the bombing?
That's what I'm saying, yes.
And why are you saying that, in the sense that I thought he has 60 days on which to come to Congress to ask for continuing approval?
Yeah, that's something that has been going around, and it's not correct. People are citing the War Powers Resolution. But the War Powers Resolution says, and I'll read it to you right here, the operative language, I'll read it to you right here. "The constitutional powers of the president as commander-in-chief to introduce United States armed forces into hostilities or into situations where imminent involvement in hostilities is clearly indicated by the circumstances are exercised only pursuant to 1, a declaration of war, 2, specific statutory authorization, or 3, a national emergency created by attack upon the United States, its territories or possessions, or its armed forces." So they give you 3 justifications in the War Powers Resolution for the president to launch an attack like that, to enter armed forces into hostilities. And one's a declaration, one's an authorization from Congress, and the other one is an emergency created by an attack upon the United States. None of those items match the circumstances here. And the framers of the Constitution were really clear about this, from George Washington to James Madison, to the Constitutional Convention. If you read the debate notes of the Constitutional Convention, they were very clear that the president should have the authority to repel sudden attacks. That's actually the phrase they use more than once, repel sudden attacks. And the Congress should have the authority to commence hostilities.
So every time a president does this, they are going against the Constitution?
Yes. If the president is launching offensive strikes, I'm not talking about defense.
I understand.
Strikes. I'm not talking about if a country attacks us. And you could make a case also if a country was launching attacks on one of our close allies and we responded by defending that ally. I'm not talking about those circumstances. I'm talking about a situation where we decide to take offensive action, not to defend our country, but to just send a message in this case.
Well, let me ask you this, and maybe you can clarify this for us. Do you want the president to come to Congress to seek that approval before the bombing, And would that not be a concern of the president and his administration that information would be leaked? Like, so much information is being leaked.
Well, he doesn't have to come to Congress for the specifics of that bombing. All he has to do is come to Congress, and Congress can provide this authority on its own anyways, and Congress should do its job. In my town hall, I criticize Congress for not doing its job. Congress can provide the authority for the president to take action as necessary.
Without the president requesting it. It could come either way. He requested, or you can...
We could provide an authorization for him to do that, but the fact is it has to go through Congress. And I want to be clear, this isn't about Congress itself. The reason the framers wrote it this way was because it was about the people. Congress is closest to the people because we are elected every 2 years, and we are the representatives for smaller constituencies, and they wanted the people to decide whether we get into these sorts of conflicts. And when you launch a few strikes, it may seem like a one-off thing, but you don't know how that might provoke some sort of retaliation, and then you've entered us into a conflict without having the American people on board, and that is a very dangerous thing.
All right. In the last minute and a half that we have here, how has things been in this coming up on the 100 days of the President Trump administration? We have about a minute and a half.
So it's been a bit wild, obviously. I think that there have been a lot of good things that have happened. I mean, we have a new Supreme Court justice who I think will do a great job. We have rolled back some of the unnecessary regulations. I think that's been fantastic. But there have also been some false starts, and we've had this health care bill that wasn't handled appropriately. There were some executive orders that weren't handled the right way. So I think these are partly growing pains for a new administration and someone who hasn't been in politics, comes from the business world, and is suddenly the president of the United States. And I think we can work through them, so we're going to have to see how it goes. We all want to have a good relationship. I want to have a good relationship with the president. I think we want to be able to do what's best for the country as a group. But it's going to take some work on all our parts.
Real quickly, do we see repeal and replace coming up again in this Congress of the health care bill?
I think so. We're continuing our negotiations. We're continuing to have talks. But at the end of the day, the best thing is to have a robust process. We should probably start over, go through a bunch of hearings, and allow the will of the people to work its way through Congress.
10 seconds. Tax reform. Is that going to be pushed back because of health care being pushed back?
It doesn't have to be. We should proceed with tax reform, but we shouldn't have that BAT, that border adjustment tax.
Thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate that very much, Congressman Amash. Have a great day. You listen to Live with Rank. Do it again tomorrow at 9 a.m.
95.3 WBCK.